Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for October 17th. I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, and today we're going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Wednesday, we talked about Microsoft and NVIDIA's newest creation, the Megatron Turing Natural Language Generation Model, or MTNLP. They're calling it the most powerful monolithic transformer language model trained to date. It claims unmatched reading comprehension, common sense reasoning, and natural language inferences. Let's open up the book on the science of language models. This latest language model is a huge step forward in the field. Consider that one of the first models created in 2018 has 90 million parameters, and the Megatron Turing's NLG today has 530 billion parameters, three times more than that of the largest existing model of this type. This high number of parameters combined with more data and more training time produces a much more nuanced understanding of language. For example, the Megatron has the ability to summarize books or complete programming code. The model can also infer basic mathematical operations even when symbols are badly obfuscated, although it still has difficulty replying to questions with an accurate syntactic structure. The Megatron was trained using a dataset with 270 billion small pieces of text, or tokens, from English language websites. It was also trained to use learning patterns like grammatical rules and requires very little fine-tuning, which is referred to as zero-shot learning. One of the main training datasets used for the Megatron is referred to as The Pile, and it's compiled by Ulithar AI, an open-source research group effort. The Pile scraped tokens from the internet using academic sources like Archive and PubMed, communities like Stack Exchange and Wikipedia, and code repositories like GitHub. Because this language model is so large, it has to store data and process it across multiple chips at the same time. It uses 560 NVIDIA DGX A100 servers, each containing 8 NVIDIA A100 80GB GPUs. The Megatron was trained using NVIDIA's Selene machine learning supercomputer, processing 1.5 terabytes of data to train it in little over a month. In terms of raw processing power, the Megatron has been observed at 113 to 126 teraflops per second per GPU, meaning 113 trillion floating operation points per second, which has been estimated to cost millions of dollars. Back in an August Sunday Science Supplement, we discussed how AI biases can be amplified based on the models that train them. The Megatron's creators recognize that, saying that the model picks up on stereotypes and biases from the training data. Studies on similar models have found high levels of stereotypical bias and have also easily generated misinformation. Microsoft and NVIDIA say that they're working on this problem to ensure proper measures are in place to mitigate potential user harm. The MTNLP is a big step forward towards natural language AI, and it will make future models cheaper and faster to train. Downstream applications of the Megatron model include summarization, automatic dialogue generation, translation, code auto-completion, and enhancing search engine accuracy. It seems like this model can do anything, but let's just hope that doesn't include writing next week's Sunday Science Supplement. Or did that already happen? For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can suggest which science headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at DailyTechNewsSH. And you can also find me on Twitter at Ackerman's Nicole. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.